Thank you very much. We can confirm that 26 more elephant carcasses were discovered dead from suspected sign of poisoning. Of the 26, 10 were discovered at Sinamatera, while 16 are from area called Zibanani or Limpande. Limpande is an area which is a few kilometers from the border with Botswana. Also discovered on both sides are dead vultures, which obviously meant that these vultures had fed on the elephant carcasses. We also recovered 1 kilogram of cyanide, that is at the carcasses. And our rangers also recovered 14 elephant tusks, while 7 tusks were taken away by poachers. Now, if you try to add the 14 and the 7 elephant tusks, you discover that it will probably not give you the total number 26. This is so because some of the elephants that were killed had not fully developed, that is, in as far as their tusks are concerned. Now, today, a high-power delegation from Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority, comprising board members and senior management, visited Wande National Park for a fact-finding mission. We can confirm that NEMA are currently on the ground with the intention of decontaminating the poison site. While carcasses, which have been sighted in those two areas, have been bent to avoid further death from other wildlife species. What we are doing as an authority is immediately we have increased both our ground and air patrols. And we also discovered from initial investigation that these poachers are poisoned both salt lakes and water bodies. And like I said, EMA is making an effort to decontaminate the affected areas. But we want to continue to lobby for stiffer penalties, especially where an individual is found in possession of a hazardous substance without proper papers.
Most people would want to know why this continues without the government being able to arrest any of the perpetrators.
I don't think it's proper to say that government is failing to arrest any of the perpetrators, because, look, you need to carry out investigations. You cannot just then walk into an area and start arresting anyone and everyone. Investigations, thorough investigations have to be done. And when that happens, then if there are any culprits or suspected poachers, then they obviously they're brought before the law. And I think you appreciate that we have now made it mandatory for certain wildlife species. If anyone appears before our court of law, we've seen an increase in the number of years that a person is given if they commit any wildlife crime. But we are not saying we are only going to stop at that. We want to continue to lobby for even stiffer penalties. It is mandatory 9 years for anyone to kill any of our big five. And this is a process that we took through Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority, of course working with the government. But like I said, it is a process that we are continuing to review, and we continue to lobby that our court, for any wildlife case that goes before the court anywhere in the country, it receives the same seriousness it deserves, and stiffer penalties are passed.
And is the government failing in its, efforts to patrol all the national parks in the country? Why, do these poachers continue to kill so many when we know that there is a government department that is supposed to deal with that?
Look, I think poachers have now moved away from using guns. The simple fact that guns make noise. When you pull the trigger, the rangers will quickly pick that. The poachers in our middle. Now with cyanide, it's a different case. It's a silent weapon that they are using. So we need to review. This is what I said earlier on. We need to review our laws to ensure that we send the proper messages to would-be poachers to say, if you are found with hazardous substances, these are the sentences that are going to be passed if you appear before any court of law. Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority, we've always said that with our own challenges. Challenges to do with the lack of resources. And there are people that have come on board to say they want to help us. Some have even indicated that they're going to be giving us equipment. But the question is it enough? So we need to work together. I've always said that the wildlife that we're now taking care of in Zimbabwe is easy to be just that of the Zimbabwean government. It is for Africa, it is for the world. So let's put resources together to ensure that we continue to protect and conserve that which we still have.
Who do you think that these poachers are selling the products of their, you know, poaching to?
You know, the sad thing about these poachers, even if they appear before the court, no matter how much they are interrogated, they keep the information to themselves. But the surprising thing is, even if he goes to court and walks on barefoot, surprisingly enough, he'll be represented by a lawyer from somewhere. Now, the question we want to ask is, who is funding that particular lawyer? Who is paying that lawyer? When you look at this person, he's looking all miserable. So if we could have these people that finally have been sentenced to say that they're working with so-and-so, be it locally, regionally, or internationally, I think it would be getting somewhere.